Blog Talk Radio.
Well, people, we're still having a short problem. I don't know what the problem is, but anyway, this is Friday, November 4th, and since we're doing our political animals, it's three of major presidents who were either born or were elected on this date. Among them were Grover Cleveland, James Garfield, and Ike. We're all elected, and we had the elections in November. So it was a rare recording of Grover Cleveland, and it's kind of scratchy, but Thomas Edison didn't have a Dolby at that time. So here is Grover Cleveland talking. This came out of the archives. I don't know what's going on here. Now, James Garfield was general in the Civil War. He's from Ohio, and he was one who was also assassinated, and it's unfortunate. Also, another president that came from Ohio was Warren G. Harding, And I don't think, and a lot of the people who are looking at him again, who are scholars, researchers, don't think he has been treated fairly by historians. Among the things that Garfield did, Harding did, was he established the Bureau of the Budget. He went down to the South and told them that they had to give the Negro his civil rights. That was when the term was appropriate for black or African. He also helped start the Washington Naval Disarmament Conference. The budgets were balanced. The country was prosperous. He did coin an awful phrase, return to normalcy. And then, of course, he did say in one of his speeches, and we'll play it, that people should not ask what the government can do for them, but what they can do for the government. And I think John Kennedy may have picked up on this. But anyway, and it's also Will Rogers' birthday, and it's Will Rogers' day in Oklahoma. But we'll play some Warren Harding here as our best of week. And still trying to figure out what has gone on with this system, or my system. But anyway, let's... here we go, President Warren Harding on... where is Harding here? We got candidate Obama, and we don't want him. I don't know why this thing has... this new system, I like it, but there's still some problems with it. And for some reason, I can't hear people. But anyway... Well, until we can find him, let's play, here we go, Warren Harding on Return to Normalcy. Thank you. So Harding gave another speech in which he talks about, tells citizens and the people in his audience that they should ask not what the government can do for them, in essence, what they should do for their country. Since this is Will Rogers' birthday, we're going to play an excerpt from him. He was one of the last political humorists who said things that were relevant, but said them in such a way that wasn't mean-spirited, but it made a point, and people listened while they laughed, and then they realized what he'd said. So let's see where he's at. We still have a lot here. I think he's not, Will Rogers is down here. Oh, here we go. What's wrong with us? This is a short, well, let's see. We got a lot of Will Rogers. On government plans, we keep hearing about Obama's plan, everybody else's plan. So this one is one of the best. Well, we've got Will Rogers' plan. Now we're going to talk, give the short one on Will Rogers to Crusoe. What's wrong with us? Among the things that are coming up in a couple of weeks will be Thanksgiving. A lot of people will be pumpkin pie or anything related to pumpkin. This year we discovered that our pumpkin may be coming from a source that people, if they knew, would not make pumpkin pie or certainly wouldn't use that pumpkin. We are now getting pumpkin from Red China. And, of course, after the pet food scandal, some other scandals where they were using chemicals and things that would not be permitted had that product been grown or packed and manufactured here in the United States. So the question is, if you're buying a pumpkin pie and you're concerned about how the Chinese, the Red Chinese, grow things, what chemicals they use or the processes they use to produce food and such as bakery products, you might ask the bakery, where is that pumpkin coming from? Now, Trader Joe's, for instance, has an organic pumpkin. It's no chemicals in it, so they say, and no additives. Of course, the pumpkin pie mix has all of the cinnamon, the sugar, and all of that in it. But still, the manufacturer, the food processor, may be getting their pumpkin from Red China. So if you're concerned about what you're putting in your mouth, you might ask before you buy the pumpkin pie or any other product coming from China. Also today, we're working on, after being prodded, the kangaroo court case of Stephen Murray, which was conducted, presided over by this corrupt Canadian, Kevin Vincent Ryan. And we did have sources in Israel that were concerned because of the Argentinian connection and the bank that was allegedly connected to the Nazis, Martin Bormann, Adolf Eichmann, Skorzeny, all these people, will be putting those documents on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we'll be updating people, you folks, on things about pumpkin. We've got an epidemic of reckless driving going on, and that's one of the reasons why your auto insurance premiums are getting costing you more, because the inability or the failure of law enforcement to start cracking down on these people that drive recklessly, especially these people in these leased vehicles, the BMWs, the Audis, the Mercedes, the Volvos, the Rams. You know, they get on the road there and they think everybody should get out of the way. They have special rights, privileges, and exemptions. Also, people begin to realize that bicyclists can injure and kill people. So it's time to start licensing these people, make them pay for a license plate, get insurance, put safety devices like a light and a brake light on their back and a searchlight or a light on the front, and wear a helmet. You know, when you were kids, there were the tricycles, which had the little ring bell, and of course they were safe because they were three wheels. These are two wheels, and they're not safe the way some of these people ride them, and how they disobey the traffic laws, go through red lights. And when motorists complain, they'll smash their mirrors or scratch the doors, do other things that are obnoxious, and where they should be arrested. So if you're concerned about the growing number of accidents and the high cost of auto insurance, it's time to start protesting to your local police department. Also, this whole business about Occupy Wall Street, we need to look at the people who are behind this. They're out there using these, I hate to say it, but these people who are well-meaning dupes. And while they stir up agitators and bring in the agitators from out of town, you've heard that phrase before, but unfortunately it's true, and they start fires, they trash businesses. What's this going to cost, the damage done in Oakland, what will that cost those businesses for their property, their business insurance? You know, we're in an economy that's going downhill. Pretty soon we'll be on the same level as Greece. So it's time that the well-thinking people, good-thinking people, good-intentioned people say, look, you're protesting in the wrong place. You ought to go after the politicians who are involved with these banksters, people like Barney Frank, the pimp that provided young boys for congressmen, Chris Dodd, who has a manor that he was able to buy in Ireland. Some of these other people, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi. These are just a few of the political sleazebags in Congress who don't serve the public's interest but serve their own and their lobbyists and the people who give them campaign contributions. So if you're tired, you don't have to take it anymore. And if you do, and you don't, and you complain, but don't do anything, yet. So we will end, and we'll be back on Monday, and hopefully we get this. I don't know what this problem is, but we'll try to get it resolved. I hope everything, will be fixed by then. Here we go with our ending theme. Well, this is Peter Paul Brazil, and we will be back Monday, and our new time will be at 4 o'clock. Remember, we set our clocks back this week, and I hate this time, but I think that's the best thing to do. So, this is Peter Paul Brazzolo. Good night. Mm-hmm.